Among the governor's lists of vetoes is $6.5 million in cuts to the Department of Health and Social Services. One is slated for substance abuse treatment pilot programs, another for children's services. But even with those cuts, the department will still be getting extra money for those services next year. When setting the budget, the legislature included additional funds over last year. $11 million was added to create new substance abuse treatment programs like detox centers and residential treatment. When the governor cut that amount down to $6 million, Division of Behavioral Health Director Randall Burns says he was still happy.
Yes, I think any additional funding that the legislature and the governor are willing to provide for substance abuse, new substance abuse services in Alaskan communities is very positive news.
Office of Children's Services will see a positive boost as well. The legislature has slated an additional $2.3 million for the department on top of their regular budget for two purposes: preventative programs that help families work through problems and stay together, and reunification programs to help restore families if kids are put into foster care. $1.7 million of that money will stay in the budget. OCS Director Christy Lawton says she's grateful.
So they're really all funds to help supplement and enhance what the OCS caseworker is doing, and oftentimes with the high workload, you know, isn't able to do as much as we'd like to do. So these services really help to kind of accelerate the services we can offer.
The $1 million cut to child care benefits is a reduction from the current budget, but the department does not have a wait list for child care assistance.